Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Fit and Sexy for Life with Kathy Taylor, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, well, good morning, everybody. This is Kathy Kaler. I'm your host of Fit and Sexy for Life, and I am here. It is a gorgeous Tuesday here in Southern California, and wow, today was a tad bit crazy of the perfect definition of Los Angeles traffic. Anyway, I am here. Apologize for the delay, but hopefully you love the music while you're waiting. And I know there is music playing because my friend Noah's in the house. He's listening. He'll be sharing just a few little celeb bits from Oscars to our little Oscar pre-quiz that we filmed together and just what's up his sleeve at the end of the show. So stay tuned for Noah. But today I have a great show. I'm super excited when I have a guest in studio with me. It just is just so real, so authentic, so fun. And he will share probably a lovely LA traffic story too. So we'll be talking to him in a few seconds. But anyway, we just wanted to welcome you to the show. I'm so happy that you're here, and hopefully you are here as one of my regular listeners. I've got friends all over the globe, and my friend Natalie, who's in the UK, and just everywhere, dotted around the map, the globe, and I'm just grateful and tickled that you have tuned in. And, you know, you could tune in many ways, whether you are at your desk with a desktop, your tablet, your phone. There is a free app on latalkradio.com, so head to that website. You can get the app, and then you can listen to any and all of the shows, particularly Fit and Sexy for Life. But my husband is here right after this show for the horse racing experience and horse ownership. That is coming up here at noon on LA Talk Radio. But I'm just glad you're here. And this show is really about just bringing you more what I call the little pearls in the pocket, you know, things that you can improve the quality of your life. And sometimes it's within the body, you know, how you are moving, how you're eating, how you're resting, how you're hydrating. And sometimes it's about the health of your home, you know, what's going on there, what kind of things do you use to clean it, to keep it organized. And that is a really an incredible lead-in to my guest, who I'm going to welcome right now. If you have been seeing the posts on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, you will know that my guest today is the awesome Jack Perry from Doorstep Digital. He's right here live in person in the studio. Welcome.
Kathy, thank you so much. That is very flattering for this Texas boy.
Well, welcome to California.
We love it. I'm looking out at mountains. We don't have that kind of thing in Houston. We have flat land where you can see on and on. We've got good sunsets just like you do, but we don't have these pretty mountains. And like you said, it is a gorgeous day today. I actually got a little sun. I did some hot yoga and then kind of walked around. I forget the street name, but it was sunny, and so I put my face in it.
Nice. Hot yoga.
I love hot yoga.
Fantastic.
Can I plug this the place I went to?
Please, because I think I should go for a sweat.
I found them on Yelp.
Okay.
It was called White. Oh my gosh, my brain is.
Well, we can find it.
I'm gonna remember it throughout the interview.
Perfect. We'll talk about hot yoga all the time. I haven't gone, and I have been told about the experience and the benefits, but then also like, are you scared to go in there? What if you faint or pass out?
And I told the lady at the studio, I said, I do hot yoga in Seattle, mm-hmm. hot yoga in Houston quite a bit, and also here we want it even hotter in Houston, and same in Seattle because it's humid, and here it was more mellow. I told the lady, I said, can you turn it up? The heat. So we like it. Really hot in hot yoga in Houston.
Wow.
And this was a nice place.
Well, incredible. Okay, so We have to have a little backstory here.
Sure.
You are you have this company, Doorstep Digital. But let's go before we kind of really unpack the whole company and what you're doing and your mission. Where are you from? How'd you get started? And look, we're here talking on the radio. Let's go.
So for 15 years, I've had a custom video production and photography business, and then really enjoyed doing that. Did a lot of work with families, multimedia marketing, anything kind of neat project we could do, a lot of weddings, working with families. And then 6 years ago, I had an unfortunate tragedy. My personal home in Houston burned down to the ground. Mm. And so it kind of elevated, you know, you're talking about taking care of your mind and your body. Well, I kind of had, after that event, I kind of had a new consciousness to help my current clients save their items, because we had saved a lot of items. We lost some of our children's artwork. We have three kids. And anyway, it was really put on my heart to help people kind of avoid anything like I went through. And that's why we have a lot of urgency in what we do, a lot of efficiency in what we do, because it's just a heart passion based on a kind of making the most of that event. That was 6 years ago, and then I began kind of helping clients. And my now investor partner, he was a client. He said, "I like what you're doing mm-hmm. with your photography business, but I want to create an entity dedicated to archiving, preserving, saving yesterday for tomorrow is our
right. I like it. That's amazing. So you've been really in this field for a long time. Where did you, like, how'd you get started?
So I got started 15 years ago. Just wanted to do something more creative. And
so was this out of college?
No, out of college, I actually was a Spanish teacher.
Aha, Espanol.
Espanol,
Buenos dias. That's the extent of Kathy Kaler.
Yeah, I love Mexico. I lived there and Spain, and it's a passion of mine.
Wow.
And if I wasn't married with three children, my wife knows this. She said I would be in Mexico quite a bit more.
Wow. But so love of the language.
I just love the language. It's just a passion and love all kind of things, all things Latin.
That's amazing. So you were doing that for a while. And was that more of a, kind of client-based, one-on-one, that type of teaching of it?
No, that was a very brief thing after got college, and then I quickly got into entrepreneuring have my own business and building up, you know, working with very good photographers and learning their skill, magazine photographers, mm-hmm. Portrait photographers, and, you know, anything I could pick up. And then we kind of formed our own style, and we still do quite a bit of that work and enjoy that. And it also kind of helps distinguish Doorstep Digital, and as we take care of people's priceless collections,
right.
People know that we're after quality and being very efficient, but we've got the multimedia background, and so it's kind of nice,
right.
that we can make sure everything's done in a first-class way.
That's amazing. Well, you know, out here in California, we have two environmental issues. So occasionally, and there probably are rumblings that we don't even recognize, but we have earthquakes,
uh-huh.
and we also have fires.
Right.
And occasionally, as we have experienced a little bit this season, we have had some flooding.
Right.
And typically, I would say, and you may even know a statistic for this, but I would say 95% of people, when they are faced with some form of, like, oh my gosh, we got to get out, you grab your photos. So what are people grabbing these days? Like old-fashioned, like I still do have old-fashioned albums.
Right.
And, like, you know, with the press and paste, you know, the photo down.
Right.
But, like, people still instantly think, I got to grab my pictures.
You hit it right nail on the head. So when we had our fire, within 45 seconds, the fire was raging and it was out of control, and I was inhaling smoke and I got burned as I tried to put it out, and you have to get out of there.
Oh.
You don't imagine how quickly a fire wants to burn. and it does, and we live through it. And so you have a matter of seconds to grab something, and it is the first thing you'll grab, because all your furniture, all your everything you'll get back through insurance. Mostly, it's kind of a bumpy road when you got to deal with the insurance, but you can't get back the priceless things, and many people realize that. Sometimes it takes a life event to help trigger that, or a very aware radio host. so a life event typically will trigger an awareness, right, of oh, I might not live forever, and maybe I want to pass these down to my legacy and help preserve it.
Right. Well, and I would imagine that people are doing sometimes where they'll lay out those old great-great-great-grandparent photos and take their cell phone and take a shot.
Gotcha.
Now, you were laughing at my tweet, because I'm like, you know, okay, well, what if the cloud blows up? Like, I mean, do we even think about it? We just kind of have this now conversation that, oh, it's in the cloud. Oh, send it to the cloud. You know,
right.
I'm doing it multiple times, but
right,
like, unpack that whole concept,
right,
of where does our stuff go?
Sure.
Where can we, like, how do we organize and retrieve it and have it be something that we can go and actually use? Like, I would love to show, like, videos of my kids. And so, Doorstep Digital.
Yeah, sure. So that is the growth part of our business, which is the private cloud storage. We do not believe in 100% cloud, public cloud, because they're showing a lot of vulnerabilities. There's certain players that you can Google that have had some trouble in the past week, even.
Mm-hmm. Is the cloud, as I see it right now, public?
In any sort of service, when we say public cloud, we mean the five or so companies that you would find if you wanted to get an inexpensive kind of cloud service. And
got it.
And we use them as a tool, but you don't want to rely on them 100%. You want to have a box in your house that's a private cloud server that you can touch with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, and it's got multiple hard drive bays. And so we are a reseller of we believe in the product called Synology, and so we're one of the few resellers of that product, and we install it, format it, set it up, and so that's the beautiful solution that we offer that gives people a lot of peace of mind, and then we do it. It's the Synology product plays very nicely with the PCs, the Macs, your TV, your security cameras. It's a really neat thing. They've got a lot of apps that do that. And then we have some families that have a home in Houston and a home in Aspen, and they have their own Synology farm. Basically, they have They have two Synologies, so they don't have to rely on any public cloud. Because if their home in Houston burns down, they're all good with the cloud there and the server in Aspen.
Yeah.
If something happened in Aspen, they're okay. So we see that a lot. A lot of people in Houston have a couple homes, a ranch home, and in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is good for performance, because you when you log onto a public cloud, particularly with big files, if you're shooting full res or videos, it's clunky,
right?
And it's not, and it's frustrating. So that they don't, you can't play the videos, you can't edit them, you have less control. So, you know, part of our mission is to help people become better photographers of their own families, of their own passions, and stuff like that. So,
right.
So that's a lot of fun too. And we have some clients who have tapped into our skill there, and we teach them. Lightroom is a great tool, so we're real versed, and we always try to stay up and up with a bunch, and we try to stay product agnostic for the most part.
but
we do love the Synology product. We're pretty much sold on them, because they actually embrace that kind of philosophy as well. They play nice with Macs, PCs. They're not
right
all into one.
So what happens when so let's say I have albums that still have the actual photograph. I have a lot of I didn't even know what it was shot on. Movie cameras that that were clunky, and even those little slender ones that look like cell phones. I can't remember the flip phone.
Oh, we love the flip. Yeah, the flip was
flip
we
videos.
Used, we used the heck out of the flip for our family, and it was a 4-year beautiful thing.
Right. So what happens? Like if Doorstep Digital comes to my house, walk me through what happens. What's the scenario?
Sure. So you can do a la carte, which is you can book a quarter day or a half day with one of our digital archivists and tech experts. Or you can get on a monthly plan if you envision wanting a lot of help to maximize the performance of your computer and your home automation and your home anything of the home is where we're heading, and it's exciting because we're 3 years into this. We're a 3 year old company, mm-hmm. But the future is very exciting, very dynamic because we are in tech. So that's what you would do. We would go there. The first thing we do is back up everything. We start to back it all up, and so we use temporary hard drives for that until we get you into the long-term solution, which we believe in, which is the Synology NAS box, mm-hmm. is the word for it, network attached storage.
So is this something everybody is really going to have to look at some point in time? It's kind of like if you think about, for me as a trainer, I'm always promoting healthy lifestyle, health tips. You should really be doing this now. You don't want to have to, So in this space, is this really something that people eventually will have to? And I guess the other question is, when you're doing your computer and you're going along and everything's working nicely, and then all of a sudden it's like, you have no more storage, or you no longer can do this. Like some people, I think, just kind of take the computer and go, okay, I'm going to get a new one. Like,
You're hitting on a couple of the pain points we see all over the U.S. and we spend a lot of time with families, and people are getting anxious, mm-hmm. about this kind of thing, and we come in and add a layer of peace of mind for them, and it's a bit like tech therapy is another way to look at it, because we're kind of like a combination between a photographer, video production specialist, tech support, and therapist, mm-hmm. all rolled into one.
It's emotional.
It is very emotional because this is, now people are all anchored into their computers, and then when you get those error messages on your phone and stuff, it's a situation we want to help people overcome and get through, and people really enjoy being on the other side of working with us.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. I mean, because, when we have become so reliant on our computer, we've become so reliant on our phone, and now our phone is, doing so much more than what I grew up with a telephone, and I had a phone in my car that was bolted down into the floor. You are quite a bit younger than I am. But,
whatever age you are, you're looking good for that age.
Thank you. But, it's like the box was set with the grandparents of the photos that were passed down to my parents. And in there was also, stuff that, I don't even know how the photographs made it. But, it's these generations of keeping the family legacy, the memories, the names, the family tree, all of that. And so when these things start to be completely disorganized, I don't know where some stuff is. I've got things coming in on my computer that I'm not paying attention to. So I think that there's probably also what you offer is just this whole way of educating and learning what these terms are.
Sure.
And when you get a new phone, or when, it's like my son who, I'm sure you are dealing with this. These kids are wicked smart.
Yeah. So my son loves to work with us, and he's 13. He turned 13 last week, and he's really wicked smart, right? It's fun to see him.
Well, they get it.
Yeah,
it's like they get it right away, and they'll get so frustrated with me. And my kids are a little older. I have 16 and then 20-year-old twins, and they'll say, "Just let me do it. Give me your phone." I'm like, "No, I need to learn
right.
how to do this."
Right.
So, would you say this? Just so people out there are listening, because this is called Doorstep Digital. This is not like somebody coming. Like, what is the little cars of the guys that come, the tech guys? that drive
around? We'll call them the nerd group. I don't want to name them specifically.
Okay, so we'll say
people, the nerd group.
Okay.
And people will understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, so this is totally different in the way that you're looking at not just, this is not just a fix. This is like a, this is like fine-tuning and creating the future in terms of organizing everything that really takes place on that screen in front of you.
Absolutely. We don't want our clients to be clingy with us for years and years and years. We kind of want to educate them. Some people love having us back, and that's fun too.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to kind of empower them, put them in control of their collection.
So is it easy? Could I do it?
Yes, you can do it with a matter of sessions. We first focus on backing up your phone, then we go to the computer, and then some clients have some specific requests that we love to help them with, but you want to be backed up first. That's a public service announcement I could share with everyone is, mm-hmm. if you're not backed up, do it. If you don't know how, call us.
Mm-hmm.
It can be time consuming to do this, and depending on what's going on with your computer, sometimes it leads to other things. Sometimes we increase the Wi-Fi in your home because that's necessary, because the mm-hmm. performance, it's slow, not because your computer's full. So we look at memory, we look at hard drive space, and what the computer guys have done, the Apple and the Macs, and the PCs, they've kind of swung a little too far to the cloud in our view. They put, because that's where they're going to try to make their revenue. So it's not an all bad thing. I use those tools too, but you don't want to put all your eggs in that basket, because you can read the headlines about some of the big guys, what has happened in the past couple of weeks.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we see a lot going on, and so I would say too is getting back to the what did you call it, the what stays in your house,
it's called Synology. It's spelled S-Y-N, and they are out of Bellevue, Washington.
Okay.
They're kind of a arm of a, I believe they're out of Taiwan or China, and then they have their presence in the U.S. is out of Bellevue, out by Seattle.
So does that is an actual physical thing?
Uh-huh.
I can hold it.
You can hold it. You can touch it. You can pick it up. It's kind of heavy because it's very sturdy, and but it's about the size of a shoebox.
Right.
The one we recommend, and the beauty of it is it's got the one we'd recommend has 5 hard drive bays. So, we get a lot of people who say, oh, I'm good. I got one hard drive. It's backed up there. And so the question we ask is, okay, well, what happens when that goes down? And it's not a if. Unfortunately, it's a when. The hard drives, they just fail. They'll fail in 1 to 5 years. They just fail. And so just knowing that, you can be prepared for that. It's not something that should concern you if you invest in a box like that, and you call us and we'll set it up to your specs and help you learn more about it. But it's got 5 physical drives. I mean, you touch them. So when one goes down, we program the others to pop live. And so it's not a, you just can roll on with your life. You're not having to always think about it and worry about it.
And what would you say is, like, if you have a list in your head, or if you have just a couple of tips, if somebody is thinking about doing this, what are the things that we need to back up? Like, what would be the number one thing?
It's the photos, in the recent years, the past 5 years, everything on your phone, you need to get that backed up in a full res backup. You can put them on the Synology. That's a great place. And that of course, that's where we encourage people to do. But a lot of people are already kind of anchored with a certain cloud provider, and so we work around that. We're very mm-hmm. familiar with all of them. And I think that answers your question.
Yeah. So photos would be the first thing.
Photos on your phone, and then anything, any old beautiful thing, artwork, your children's artwork, take that. That's, and when you want to call Doorstep Digital, we'll instead of with a phone, we'll do it in a first class way that a photographer would do it. That's how we do our archiving. And so,
got it.
People who want to do it in a bit of a step above, that they'll call us for our doorstep archiving services.
So does that mean, so somebody who has, let's say, you know, look, you look in people's garages and the walls are filled with shelves of files and files and files. I mean, that was the way we did things. There's still doctor's offices that you walk in and they're wall of files.
Sure.
So you might have contracts if you're more into, sure, you know, a business that requires that, or you,
sure,
have, you know, when you bought your home or rental agreements or, mm-hmm, you know, anything like that. Is that something that you would do where you could come photograph those things and then that way we can get rid of that stuff? The shredder is,
sure,
on,
sure,
pulled up to the back door.
Great. And it's a big part of what we're doing is sort of there's a purging and staging phase to what we do with,
okay,
regards to photos. And what you mentioned, so there are some offices who've called us in to help them do their documents, which is a slightly different vein, but we do that. Helping it scan back up and organize. That's one of our kind of taglines.
Yeah.
And so prior to that, sometimes we people will be in sort of a stuck mode, you know, mm-hmm, and that not only happens with people's physical, you know, that happens with people's bodies too, right?
For
so
sure.
People get kind of stuck and
plateau.
And so to get people past the stuck point, we offer what we call inventorying services, where we'll come and kind of assess what they have and just, mm-hmm, you know, it's kind of like a doctor giving you a diagnosis. You know, so it's we help people do something that will take one or 2 weeks that might take them two to 5 years to do. And so,
right, depending.
It's just nice to get people over a hump.
Wow. And so you're really saying that Doorstep Digital has been kind of ramping up in the last 3-5 years, would you say?
Yeah, so we're 3 years old.
And we
are growing. I'm very dedicated to controlling what's going on here, mm-hmm, and to be doing it in a real high quality way. So, you know, while we could go all to the East and the West Coast, that's not really interesting me right now. I'm curious about being in a handful of cities that I enjoy, and it'll allow me to have more time with my family and things like that. And until we find someone, you know, we are offering territory opportunities for someone interested in being me,
right,
in other cities. And so we have several candidates we're talking to all over the West Coast. We're kind of West Coast focused at this point, but we've talked to some people on the East Coast too. But we're in no hurry for that because we know we have a very unique position and a very, very unique angle and how we do it, and people love it. And we just help people in certain unique situations when they're ready for us.
What do you see? And that was part of, you answered a little bit of my next question, which was, where do you see your company in 5 years? So I can imagine that it is, you know, really taking the time to grow in the way that you want to grow and keep the vision and the mission of what you want to do kind of really in your eyesight.
Right.
As a tech person, you know, we're seeing something, honestly, I think it's almost every day. You know, there's new tech doorbells that can, yeah, let you see people. There's my sons have something that they can see when they're away from their house. Their phone will pop up and there's video if anybody comes in that's,
yeah,
not them. Where, you know, what else do you see? I mean, obviously you're in that world. There's a lot of times it just goes right up over our heads.
Right.
What do you see the way of life for just a person like myself? Where do,
yeah,
you,
so
see,
you're
tech,
you're talking about home automation. You're talking
home
about all the
automation.
You're talking about all the things. So we go to CES. We try to go every year. I missed it this year, but I went last year. Some of it gets a little bit repetitive, and it's in Vegas. I'll probably go again next year. But CES, Consumer Electronics Show, that's where all that fun stuff is. And
yeah,
and no, so our position on that is that you know, that you want to be thoughtful. So my goal, you know, where are we going to be in 5 years? We're going to be a very thoughtful, artistic, and sensitive company that takes care of the family's home, digital, anything digital in their,
right,
home. So the home automation, we're not in a big hurry to get involved in that, but it will come. And then we do help people partially with that now with the Synology. Synology syncs with your security cameras, and so you actually can, it's a neat product. You can actually put your, you know, whatever your security camera footage is, you can have 100 days worth of footage on your box that you can touch, and it's right there, and you know, and you can access it from remotely too.
Wow.
So it's all there, but you know, there's been some problems with home automation. You know, my IT director kind of can articulate it a little bit better, but these things that control all the things in your home can be enabled by a guy elsewhere to do some wacky things, and then they cause the hack. So you know, it's just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right. Right. So hack is a big word these days.
Right. So you know, all it's some of these appliances and everything, it's amazing what they can do.
Yeah.
We want to take our time, because some of these people that are rushing to put a product out there,
they're getting hacked.
They're getting hacked. There's bugs happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, listen, you're the one to know. You would know. And I think what you're doing with Doorstep Digital is awesome. Share the website. Where can people get in touch with you?
I would love to. Just Google Doorstep Digital. You'll find us.
Okay.
We'll have a presence in LA pretty soon. And you know, if someone wanted to make something happen, we've got the van is actually here today. The blue van. If you're in North Hollywood, you will see our gorgeous blue Nissan NV200.
Wow.
We had a Ford Transit Connect, and we liked that, but we actually liked the Nissan better.
Uh-huh.
Nothing too against the Ford, but the Nissan is nice.
Nice.
We got that.
So you're driving around.
Yeah, we're here. We took it all the way down from Seattle. So we took our team from Seattle to here, and had a beautiful trip down the Oregon coast, and it just kind of we've got a legacy video project that we're shooting. So what will happen with this project is starts from scanning a photo, and then people want to make more meaning of it, particularly when someone passes away. So we're working with a family out of Texas that has relatives here in California.
Oh, wow.
And we're helping them put together a living family tree in essence. And so we're recording all these beautiful interviews of the family, just reflecting on stories, and it's been real therapeutic for them. Last night that we were at a retirement home, and the family laughed and cried.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah, it was very incredible. It's very moving. It's an honor to be doing what I'm doing.
Wow, that is really, really cool. Well, like you said, there's the creativity side to this that obviously is something very, you know, you're passionate about, and it's something that we all need to address at some point, whether it's your phone that you just need to back up, or really looking down the path of the journey of your life, and if you've got kids and family that you want to pass that to, you know, having it organized, having it in a place that's safe, that, you know, you're not carrying around baskets and boxes of photo albums that are
right
collecting dust.
Right. Let's dust that off and make a little more meaning out of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so great. Okay, so it's doorstepdigital.com.
Well, actually, doorstep-digital.com is the website.
Doorstep-digital.com.
Mm-hmm, doorstep-digital.com.
I love it. I love it. Well, that will be up on my Fit and Sexy for Life section on LA Talk Radio. And I will also do a little recap that will keep posting out on my social media platforms, and I know you are out there as well, so that's a big part. And just in a few minutes, I've got my friend Noah, who you know, it's funny, you do have a little bit of your accent. I feel like you're kind of containing it, because I love the accent.
That is cute. You'll hear y'all if you keep talking.
To hear the y'all, but my friend Noah calling.
So my roots are East Texas.
Texas.
And there's a whole radio show to talk about East Texas.
Really?
The hilarious sayings from East Texas.
Oh, yeah. Do share.
Yeah, where do I start? That's where my grandfather was born. You'll have me back for an East Texas talk.
I would love it. I can already see the show.
Yeah. So my mom does an impersonation of a Ethel Sanders, and she's funnier than I am. So I'll have to bring her out here. She loves it.
Oh, well, if we could get her on the phone, that would be hilarious.
She would jump at that. I remember the name of the yoga studio.
Oh,
Sweet Girl. Her name was Cache. She was the yoga instructor. She was so sweet to me today. I was the first one in the place. It's called White Heat Yoga on Magnolia Boulevard.
It was White Heat.
It was a really cool, very, very elegant yoga studio, and it got
wow.
me. It started my day off beautifully in L.A.
I'm going to make sure I put this down here because I want to check it out. Was it where was it?
Magnolia. Okay. It was near my hotel, near Holiday Inn Express on Burbank Street.
Nice.
In North Hollywood. North Hollywood.
Well, and fun name too, White Heat.
Yeah, it's elegant studio.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. Well, my friend is calling right now, so we can chat with him. Noah, hold on, he's coming. Hey, Noah.
Hey, but Kathy, how are ya?
We were just talking about accents because Jack Perry's here and he's from East Texas.
I have to say before we start, I love that segment, Doorstep Digital. Very
whoop,
creative.
Whoop.
That's
isn't it?
Amazes me. I love it.
Well, listen, my friend, you have been Mr. Tech with your whole show and starting this whole entertainment business online. You're a pro. Mm-hmm. You're a pro.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Remember, we had you on for the Oscar. We did like an Oscar segment a week ago.
We did. We had a lot of fun.
We played a little pop quiz.
And so many people were looking at it, me in my kitchen.
Yes.
I love it.
And also, we live tweeted Oscar stuff. Okay. So, I mean, I have to say, what the heck happened at the end of the Oscar show? At the end of the show?
Can you
imagine? It was like crazy.
It was crazy. Well, listen, it's obviously out now. We've been reading articles upon articles. But, you know, my father-in-law was
right.
president of the Academy. And so he was there. And did you see my son?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, your son was on television. Yeah, they showed him in the audience.
I said, the Peyton Cott show. And here's another little secret. My other son, Cooper, he is going to audition for a movie that Leslie Mann is going to be starring in. And she was sitting right in front of Peyton. How crazy.
So cool. Wow.
So cool. So cool. Okay, so we...
Super duper cool.
Okay, so what is up with you? What are you doing next?
Okay, next, well, you know, I've been doing a lot of new episodes, of course. Well, recently we've had on was an Amazon Kids star, you know, from Amazon Prime, big streaming network now. She promoted her new season, Androids, season 4.
Wow.
And people can check that out. That was the latest. And, of course, today we had an interview with Ricky Jorman. He's a singer,
nice.
Good friend of mine. And he talked about doing a 360 music video. He's going to be like the first singer to do like a 360 music video. Because, you know, now that they have the 360 videos that you can watch on Facebook and YouTube. So I thought that was very creative and very neat for them to do something like that. So, you know, people can find that on youtube.com/NoahPopTV along with our, you know, our Oscars pop quiz that we took. So, and,
starring
you know, they
me.
Can go onto our website and see
starring
more.
Starring me.
But I have some stuff coming up. Some
what?
Stuff.
You got great stuff.
I am going to be, I'm working on the project. I can't really say a whole lot, but I will say it's going to have to do with something celebrity entertainment, so people can stay tuned for that. But
okay, but
yeah.
You're promising me that you're going to text me right after we're off the air and tell me what it is, aren't you?
Oh yeah. Oh, you know I will.
Oh, you know it. You know it. I need to know. I need to be in the know. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Guess what? Speaking about things coming up, I did want to mention that, you know, the Kids Choice Awards is this weekend, this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I got a press email from the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards. We're going to do some coverage of it. You know, I'm going to do a little bit of coverage of that. So people can actually stay tuned for that. You know, hey, parents, if you have kids, that's going to be something, you know, all the kids would like to watch is to see their favorite stars.
That's
so I'm
awesome.
Going to be having some interviews and stuff come out of the Kids' Choice Awards this weekend. So they're going to stay tuned.
You, Noah. I'm so proud of you. You're awesome. Well, listen, I am, before I forget, I want to tell you, like, if you want to have Walker, you know, we haven't discussed Walker. He's 16. He could be kind of a fun interview to talk about kids' choice.
Oh, absolutely, for sure. Bring him on. Bring him my way.
Bring sure. him on down. Bring him on down. All right, well, listen, we're going to jump. So glad you could share with what's going on and that you were checking out Doorstep Digital with my pal Jack Perry, who's right here in studio. And one day when you are out here.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Noah, how you doing? Good to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear you two. Very, like I told, you know, Kathy a few minutes ago and you, but it was very interesting. I think what you're doing is incredible. I really like it.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very honored to work with all these families that we get to work with.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing, you know, that story on the Kathy Show.
Well, and you know what I was saying, it's just that we all, and you know this because you're doing shows and you are recording all the time, mm-hmm. you're doing pictures, you're with celebrities, you know, you are in this whole tech age of this is your business. And, you know, I don't think right. about it. I don't think about my computer backing up my photos, all that. And it's, I mean, that's what was so interesting and eye-opening to talk about today is mm-hmm. just the, you know, the importance of taking care of this. It's like your body. You got to take care of your body, but you also have to take care of your, you know, your tech stuff.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, like you were saying, everything, I mean, everything's like social networking these mm-hmm. days. And that was important to share because I have like an issue a lot of time with like I'll take a bunch of photos or I have video clips, you know, that I will share onto my social sites and my phone will easily get it will get, you know, the storage will be full. So I mean that's sure, a sure. good way and a good thing to do.
Sure, it's when we come back we'd love to come help you, Noah, and show you what we're all about, what Doorstep Digital is all about.
Well, he's
oh absolutely
he
for
is
sure.
far
I would love that.
From here. He's all the way on the East Coast. Wait, where are you at again?
I know.
You're in...
I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia.
Gotcha.
In Augusta, Georgia. You know where the... You know, Augusta, Georgia is going to be getting some fame next month, which I feel like is pretty much the only fame that Augusta gets, like, for all over the world, like, worldwide, because the Masters, you know, like, the big right. Masters tournament
right.
is happening in April, and I'm going to be covering an event there, too, for the Masters, the Rockford. I'm going to be having Darius Rucker and Lady Antebellum and Kit Moore on Noah Pop TV.
Look at you.
But yeah, that's big.
You're big. You are blowing up. You are blowing up, and I can say that I was there from the beginning.
Georgia's not too far.
You were.
Georgia's
you were
not too far from East Texas. Georgia's right there. Georgia,
wow.
Georgia's got a lot of pine. East Texas got a lot of pine.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking pine. We've gone from Doorstep Digital to pine.
Plentiful pine.
So funny.
All the way from East Texas to Georgia, Mississippi.
Augusta.
The weather is crazy in Georgia. It's like crazy. I'm sure, you know, it's happening everywhere else as well. But like the weather is crazy. It'll be hot one day, then it'll be cold. Like spring's coming, but then it gets back to winter temps. I'm like, what is going on?
It's same out here. Same out here. We're doing the same thing, although it's sunny out here. All right, listen, we're going to jump. Have a super great day, and we will be back on social media. I'll be calling you. I'll be texting you.
Yep. You know I'll be texting you all the deets about what's to come.
Okay.
What's like the big thing.
Okay, so. My friend.
All right, well, thank you for having me on. It's always a lot of fun and great to meet, I think, Jack, right?
That's right.
Jack Perry.
Yes, no, good to meet you. Good to hear your voice.
Okay, my friend, bye.
Great to meet you as well. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Take care.
So funny. We have been connecting since he started his Noah Pop TV. It's so great. You're going to follow him. You're going to see what he's doing. He inspires me. And we've done a couple things out here when he's come out to the Ellen Show and then we just did this Oscar little quiz. But yeah, I mean, that's like something really like his business is online and having all of that stuff backed up, because you never know. Like for me, I have been doing my fitness business for decades. Mm-hmm. But there's a random thing that makes me think about a photo or a video clip that it takes me hours to find. Mm-hmm. So that's what we want to talk about. But we are almost right here out of time. This has been so fun.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you. You ask. You're pulling some great thoughts out of my head, and it's a delight to talk to you.
Good. A delight to have you, and all the best of luck with Doorstep Digital and its,
thank you.
And its mission and future growth and
thank
how
you.
It's going to help families all over. And we'll put the website up, so it's doorstep-digital.com.
That's it.
We'll have it here on LA Talk Radio on KathyKaler.net. Super, super awesome. And for everybody out there, if you didn't have a chance to hear the whole show, or you know somebody who would really be interested in Doorstep Digital, the show will be live again on an archive link that'll be live in probably a few hours. You can listen to it like all the shows. And I want you guys to think about just think about your health for a second today. Think about some of the choices you're doing and how it is going to affect your life. So just give it a little thought. Your body is your vehicle. You got to keep it. You got to keep it right in the front row. Right in the front row. So have a great rest of your day. I will be back next week. We have a great show. Don't miss it. Next Tuesday at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And I'll talk to you soon.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Fit and Sexy for Life with Kathy Kaler, only on LA Talk Radio.